Back together again, you and I, brand new week, Monday, March 20th, 2023 on Connecticut Today. I started the show by urging both sides to take a deep breath, just sit and watch quietly if former President Donald Trump is indicted in New York. I also had a few more thoughts on who exactly is winning some of those so-called women's awards. I think we'll title this edition of Connecticut Today the Don't Take the Bait edition of Connecticut Today. I'm telling you, it's Monday. We're back at it after a great weekend. A lot of March Madness going on the weekend. And I'm telling you, I'm telling both sides with this Trump thing, listen to me very carefully. You conservatives out there, you folks who still bleed for Donald Trump, you liberals out there who are still frothing at the bit to get at Donald Trump, don't take the bait on this one. I am telling you, there is peril for both sides in this. Do not take the bait. Relax. This case in and of itself is, I'm sorry to tell you, it's not that big of a deal. It's just not. And you have both sides here, and both sides are probably going to be dumb enough to take the bait on this because they Donald Trump lives rent-free in their heads on both sides on this. Oh, my God. What do I mean? It's very simple. It's very simple. And I see, you know, when I hear Trump saying, well, he wants his people to mobilize, and I have local folks on my social media saying, how do we, if there are places we could meet, we have to protest, should we go to New York? Stop it. This is exactly what the left in the country wants. Don't take the bait. If, in fact, they were to arrest Donald Trump for whatever reason, this boils down to about $130,000 that was paid in hush money out of campaign funds to adult film actress. And I trust me, I've seen her work. I use the label actress lightly. Some riveting dialogue in those movies to Stormy Daniels. Like hush money has never been paid before in politics. All right, I understand that. But for God's sake, don't take the bait. Start screaming and yelling. This is exactly what the left wants. And thankfully, you have a lot of people across the conservative spectrum, from what you would term rhinos all the way to real conservative MAGA forces there. Good to see them finally understand what's going on here. Now, is Mr. Trump guilty or innocent? I have no idea. I'm not a federal prosecutor. I don't know what the law is. Certainly sounds like something happened with some campaign funds, paying somebody off here. Now, can you do that with your own personal money? I guess you can. I don't think there's a law against it. Hey, listen, you remember when we did the conga line, honey, a year ago? Yeah, well, don't tell my wife and don't tell the campaign. Here's $130,000, whatever. I don't know how this works. But what I do know is what I know. And this is chum in the water for both sides. And again, for the conservative side here, don't overreact. I know you're not going to like the visual, but you know what? If you get out there in the streets and you start doing dumb things in New York or in Connecticut, it ain't going to make a difference. And that's going to be exactly what the left wants. You know why they're pushing this, don't you? Because they couldn't get him on Russia. They couldn't get him on Ukraine. Who knows what's going to happen in the January 6th thing eventually, ultimately? Who knows what's going to happen with the Georgia stuff ultimately? I mean, who knows? Who knows? So they take a case that is probably, by what I'm reading here, provable, probably, for in the grand scheme of things, that's probably not a lot of money when you're spending millions in a campaign. But if the funds that were used to pay off Ms. Daniels, the award-winning Stormy Daniels, if that was probably not a good thing to do. And I read over the weekend how they would try and prove the case. There was intent. Donald Trump signed the checks. Michael Cohen was the facilitator of all that. Fine, whatever. I'm not a lawyer. I know I don't understand the law. But what I do understand is the right and Trump supporters are going to get played here. They are. They're going to get played. Now, for you folks on the left, let's do part two of this before we get to the calls here at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So as I mentioned, for the folks on the right, don't overreact. They're goading you here. They're goading you here. They're poking you. Do you understand? Because they know Joe Biden's probably going to run again, and they're afraid that Joe's going to start, you know, with the word salads again and looking for applesauce, and a lot of voters may say, geez. So the ideal person they want to run against Joe Biden is Donald Trump. And how do you get people to turn against Donald Trump again? You get his supporters, you know, who can support him and say, I hope he beats the charge. You get them to do the whole anarchy in the streets again. You get them to do January 6th over and over. That's all you've been hearing about. Don't believe me. What do we hear over the weekend? Oh, will this be another January 6th? Well, it will be if there are enough dumb Trump supporters out there. And I'm saying this as a Republican. Don't take the bait. Now, for you people on the left, my dear friends on the left, and a lot of, you know, we get callers to this show who lean left, which is fine. I love it. Be careful what you wish for. I'm just telling you, be careful what you wish for. This is not a major case. Yeah, I know it's a high-level misdemeanor. I don't think it's a felony. But again, you get so many people on the left, which is fine. Say, geez, I wish Trump would go away. Thank God he's not president. Well, okay. But now you're going to indict him on this in New York City, where, by the way, you have a district attorney, Alvin Bragg, whose policies on regular crime, people getting slashed, beaten, mugged, killed, shanked in New York and in the neck on the subways. This guy is hated in New York City. So national Dems may love this guy. I mean, you may just, oh my God, you may love this guy. But guy's got a lot of skeletons in his closet. So you folks who are anti-Trump or don't like Mr. Trump, I get it. This is like, they're making, in fact, I'm watching MSNBC now. You would think it's Christmas morning. Oh my God, here comes Santa down the chimney. You are only going to solidify the Trump base. Now, in the future, you may have other prosecutions connected to January 6th that you may have other stuff coming out of Georgia, other criminal stuff. There's another case in New York, which is not much of anything from what I read. And not that I love Trump any more than I did when I voted for him. But you got to look at reality here. There's another case now. Well, he overvalued his properties. Well, a lot of commercial real estate people say that happens all the time. That's why if you're looking to refinance or get out of bankruptcy with other loans, guess what? The banks have their own appraisers. Well, I think this building is worth $5 million. You do? Well, our appraiser only said it's worth $3.2 million. So are they going to file that case, too? I have no idea. But, my God, you people on both sides of the aisle, take a chill. Relax. Yeah, the visual doesn't look good for him. And the fact that a past president is being indicted, that's kind of chilling. I get it. But you know what? This happens a lot in the world. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu is back ahead of as head of Israel. He's facing criminal charges. How often do you see these other leaders around the world? And not all of them in banana republics. I mean, this happens a lot. And I know we consider ourselves a little bit above that here in the U.S. I get that. I understand that. But my God, both sides, calm the freak down. You people on the right, don't overreact to this because they are baiting you. They are baiting you. They're poking you because they know how you'll react. Relax. And you people on the left, be careful what you wish for. Because that Trump base, yeah, may lose a little bit, but it's only going to harden. And by the way, this case is not going to take a week. I'm reading that unless Trump enters a plea deal, which he's not going to, Donald Trump take a plea deal? Yeah. And I'm going to start for the Yankees on the mound on opening day. Yeah, okay. This case could take a year. And guess where that puts us? Heading into the 2024 election. So again, you folks on the right, and there are some people on my social media screaming and ranting and hollering, oh my God, this is it, we got to go to the streets. Yeah, I said, stop that. Calm down. Have a beer. Relax. And you people on the left, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. Because this will only endear Mr. Trump to a lot of his base as even more of a martyr than he already is. Okay, I want to make an appeal here, a heartfelt appeal on the radio here. Trust me, I say this with all the goodness of my heart, or in my heart, or on top of my heart, or around my heart, or something like that. I'm really being honest about this. There are a lot of folks out there that are punching back and forth on both sides of the aisle on this whole thing about transgender rights. And are you transphobic? Do you support transgender? Whatever. This is nothing new. This has been around for years. It was called, in the past, gender dysphoria. Now it's been a political hot potato because, again, both sides, but particularly the left, has, you know, they think they found an issue here. You know, the left rarely talks about economics or military readiness or taxes or anything. Now, they're talking more about that now, I think, because say what you will about Joe Biden, he's a smart politician. And he may be slowing down, but I'm sure he is telling people and all the consultants are saying, listen, just talk about the kitchen table issues. But there still is, you know, a side of the Democratic Party that is pushing this whole thing about transgender rights because they know part of the Republican Party pushes back with all these drag shows. I mean, the drag shows for kids. What's the purpose of that? Stop it. Well, it's to show kids to be inclusive. Be inclusive. They can't tie their shoes yet. They can't make sure all their lunch actually gets in their mouths and not on their shirts. Johnny, you have to be inclusive. Oh, my God. We just let kids be kids. So that's, I get that, the battle over these drag time story hours. It's just ridiculous. It is asinine. Well, you know, Jamie Farr, that's the new one now. Well, Jamie Farr, look at Corporal Klinger's character in MASH. Yeah, that was lampooning somebody who was trying to prove that he was nuts to get out of the Army, and it didn't work. Jamie Farr in heels was never anything that cut across middle America. Well, you know, Milton Berle and Bob Hope used to dress in drag, yes, because they were making fun. They were being clownish against people who actually did that. J. Edgar Hoover, hello. But can we please, I know we're going to disagree about that, but can we please, I am begging you folks out there, because this is dividing America even more. Can we stop giving women's awards to guys? Please. Can we stop? Can we please stop to make a cheap political point? Stop being so dismissive of biological women that you have to make a political point by giving transgender women, many of whom are still biological men, these women's award. Women's awards. The International Women of Courage Awards ceremony at the White House there. People are saying, well, what exactly? The International Women's Day, one of those awards, was given to a biological guy. Now, we know why the White House does this. It's a thumb back in the eye to conservatives who think this is nuts. So the White House bestowed an award that is designed to recognize the accomplishments of women. I know that's a bad word now, to say woman or women. They gave it to a biological guy. Jill Biden presented an International Women of Courage Award to a biological male. And the women's groups, you don't hear squat from them. Excuse the pun. You don't hear a peep out of them. And yet I message women on my social media, DM, you know, direct message, who I know are kind of center to center left in politics that don't agree with me. And they write me back. They won't put it on the public string, but they'll say, this so much infuriates me. It does. Well, it should. So the White House gave a prestigious Woman of the Year award, a Woman's Courage Award, to a guy. And it's not stopping. It's still going on. It's continuing. This has happened again in an individual state. So, you know how they always say, follow the science. A lot of people who criticize Republicans and those on the right, you know, when you talk about global warming, you just have to follow the science. We're all going to die. Okay. When you talk about COVID-19, well, you just have to follow the science. How dare you even question some of the vaccine stuff? Oh, all right. But there's this trend now on the left to give women's awards to transgender women, like biological guys. And again, I'm not against anybody living out their sexuality as they so choose. That's fine. But come on, you don't think these awards and the images of these folks who want to live their lives to just be productive members of society, you don't think this is being done on purpose to put a thumb in the eye to the right? Now, both sides can go ahead and, you know, dump on each other for this. But again, to mainstream middle America, it is maddening. So the White House and First Lady Jill Biden gave a prestigious Women of Courage Award to a biological guy a couple of weeks ago. And I tell you, I sent this to some left-of-center women that I know, and they were furious about this, but they won't say anything. So now the state of Minnesota is following up, and the state of Minnesota has designated its Woman of the Year, as reported by USA Today. It's a biological guy. State Representative Lee Fink, F-I-N-K-E. She, he, whatever, has been an activist for transgender and LGBTQ rights, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. And again, I'm not saying that anybody can or can't live their lives as this whole thing. But I get enough with this being used with these people, unfortunately, being used as political props. Now, maybe they're okay with that. Maybe, you know, people go to them and say, hey, we want to give you an award and we'd appreciate it if you would accept it. And some people may say, yeah, I'll do that. You know, it helps the cause, whatever. God bless him if it makes him happy. But this has become such a transparent level of pandering. It's nauseating. When the vast majority of Americans, even those in liberal cities, are saying to themselves, it's a guy. Now, that's nothing against the person that wants to live their life that way, but they're being used. They're being used. Stop using people's sexuality here. It's really, it's not becoming. It's not a good look. And stop doing, I'm telling you, because the vast majority of America, they may not say it, but I will. When they see these drag time story hours. Now listen, if somebody wants to go see a drag show and they're an adult, God bless them. Go ahead. Have a blast. If a strip joint or a bar somewhere, I'm sorry, gentlemen's club. If a gentleman's club or somebody wants to have a drag show or drag bingo or drag Yahtzee, whatever, God bless them. You can do that here in America. That's what America is about. You do that stuff in other countries, they may shoot you. Honestly, there are countries, you know, remember, in some countries, homosexuality is still a crime. Don't get me started on that with other countries, but I digress. But here, and I'm seeing these not even right-of-center news sources, center and left-of-center, and they run big pictures. Look at that, a drag time story hour at this, you know, school in whatever town, USA. And there's like five-year-old kids there, 4 or 5-year-old kids, who are trying to figure out, who are still trying to figure out the whole, I don't know, mom and dad thing. And then they see somebody up there, you know, like with the, you know, gee, that lady has a beard like Uncle Joe. Well, let me explain something. I mean, what, can we just let kids be kids? I saw another story on this morning. I'm telling you, trust me on this. Trust me on this. There are a lot of people who feel forced to say they're for this in public. Get them behind closed doors and see what they say. Can we just let kids be kids, please? And you ladies, where are all the feminist groups, by the way, you ladies out there who may consider yourselves maybe product of the feminist 60s or 70s? Where, you know, some prominent Republican or conservative says one thing that's perceived to be anti-woman. Oh, my God, here comes NOW, here comes NARAL, here comes this women's forum and that women's forum. And that's great. God bless them if they want to scream and yell. They're awfully quiet about these women awards, women's or woman or women of the year awards going to guys. It's crickets. Where's Gloria Allred on this? Hold on, Gloria. You there? You there? Okay. You know, privately they're going, oh, no. God, no, don't do this. But shh, don't say anything. Don't say anything because the mob will descend. But if there's any women out there listening to me right now, they're maybe a little bit left of center. How do you feel about this? You're awful quiet about biological guys getting awards, you know, designated for triumphant women. I don't quite get it.